Police land on the roof of a prison in Sao Paulo State in an attempt to regain control of an increasingly violent gang war. The violence was unleashed by a powerful gang in retaliation for its imprisoned members being transferred to a remote jail. Some 765 prisoners were moved a very long way from Sao Paulo City to the displeasure of the notorious gang known as the PCC. Brazil's president had a softly message to try to combat the problem.
If we want to end this gang membership and violent crime, we need to invest in education. That is the best weapon to create fewer gangs and more doctors.
Dozens of people, mostly prison guards, have died as the unrest spread to 36 jails. Police at roadside checkpoints have also become targets in a city under siege from violent crime. Bennett Allen, Reuters.
It was one of the bloodiest days in Baghdad for weeks. A series of blasts left scores of people dead and injured. Three policemen were among the six killed by this roadside bomb in Baghdad. It went off near a police patrol. US security forces were targeted elsewhere in the city. Gunmen fired on a convoy of supply trucks before setting fire to vehicles. A fleet of ambulances was needed to ferry the victims of two airport bombings to hospital. The bombs went off near the main entrance. A series of Shiite shrines were also attacked in what was clearly fresh sectarian violence. All this while parliament met to try and form a government. 5 months after elections, factional disputes are still proving hard to overcome. Sonia Legg, Reuters.
Grieves for a Palestinian killed during the latest round of violent clashes with Israeli troops. He was one of seven shot dead by soldiers hunting down militants on the West Bank. Palestinian officials said four gunmen from the militant group Islamic Jihad died during an exchange of fire in the town of Kabatia near Jenin. In a separate incident, Israeli troops killed a Palestinian intelligence officer in Jenin. The Israelis haven't carried out operations on this scale in the occupied territories since the start of last month. Since then, a suicide bomber struck in Tel Aviv, killing 11 people. That was the worst such attack in Israel in 2 years. Israeli media claim one of the militants killed over the weekend helped organize the suicide bombing. Darcy Lambton, Reuters.
Trying to build bridges at a summit of developing countries in Asia, but as Mahmoud Ahmadinejad returned home, his rhetoric was far from conciliatory. European leaders are expected to offer Iran a package of incentives to dilute the nuclear crisis. It seems Tehran has already dismissed them.
The Europeans should know any proposal that obliges us to stop peaceful nuclear activities will not have value and will not be valid.
Iran claims its nuclear program is for fuel, not weapons, but it's failed to give the International Atomic Energy Agency enough proof of that. European ministers will discuss a new proposal to end the standoff on Monday, but Iran says it won't deal with a colonialist world.
We believe that processing Iran's nuclear case anywhere other than the IAEA is politically motivated, illegal, and unjustifiable.
The UN had been hoping the Europeans could keep the issue away from a divided Security Council. That now seems unlikely. Sonia Legg, Reuters. spouts of lava appear to have subsided for the time being, but Mount Merapi is still very active. The region has been declared a danger zone, and it's thought a major eruption could be hours away. A mass evacuation of the region's villages is continuing. So far, around 22,000 people have been given temporary shelter in safe areas, although some insist on paying regular visits to their homes despite the risks.
Our animals are back in our village. My husband is the head of the milk cooperative, so he has to return home.
It's really important for us to be able to return home every morning to milk our cows and send the milk to the co-op. We also need to find and cut grass to feed them.
Mount Merapi is sacred to many locals, and some are still refusing to leave. They say the mountain will tell them when danger is near, with signs like the fleeing of animals. But it was deadly gas clouds, not lava, which killed most of the 70 victims in 1994. The authorities fear nature's signs may come too late for anyone who doesn't leave now. Sonia Legg, Reuters.
World premiere of the Da Vinci Code just days away, the Catholic Church has called on followers to regard both the book and movie with caution. Last month, the Vatican called for a boycott of the movie. Now the Church has produced a rebuttal documentary entitled The Da Vinci Code, A Masterful Deception. But not everyone is worried. Opus Dei priest Father Walks says a sensationalist version of the Catholic sect which appears in the novel is purely fictitious. He's confident the code's publicity may work for rather than against the church.
Dan Brown, in the way he treats the Catholic Church by pointing an accusing finger at the Catholic Church in the novel, may actually be doing a favor for the Catholic Church.
The central premise of the Da Vinci Code is that Jesus had a child with Mary Magdalene and that a clandestine society has for centuries protected their descendants. The movie, which stars Tom Hanks, premieres at Cannes this week before being released worldwide. Only then will the church know if viewers are able to separate fact from fiction or soak up the tale as gospel. Michelle Carlisle Al-Khoury, Reuters.
This could be Brazil's answer to Stonehenge. These stones, 127 blocks of granite, placed at regular intervals in a circular formation, show signs of having been an observatory. Brazil's Amapa Institute investigated the newly discovered stones and suggested they were probably used to guide the planting of crops. One of the archaeologists says that various forays into the Amazon have demonstrated settled and organized populations over many centuries, but with an age between 500 and 2,000 years, these stones aren't as ancient as the famous formation in England. Scientists are waiting for the rainy season to end before they begin fresh excavations. Bennett Allen, Reuters.
England's picturesque county of Somerset, famed for its cheddar cheese and apple cider. But in the local town of Yeovil, clubgoers are coming to grips with some high-tech security. Six of the town's nightclubs now ask clients to register their personal information, have their photograph taken, and submit to a biometric finger scan. The system aims to identify troublemakers and share information across venues.
On various instances, we've had members of the public assaulted in our premises. So the system's good and handy in that way, so we can separate those people from the others.
But human rights groups are up in arms over the scheme.
It's even more terrifying in a way that this is not being conducted by public authorities who have legal obligations and are to some extent subject to public scrutiny.
What's taking place in Yeovil could be a sign of things to come. Local police say if it proves successful, it may be extended across England's West County and even applied nationwide. Michelle Carlisle Al-Khoury, Reuters. We'll be right back.
is the ice bear, and not without reason. Briton Lewis Pugh headed to a fjord deep inside the Norwegian mountains to break his own record for the longest ice water swim. Whereas most people would hyperventilate and drown within minutes of jumping into near-freezing water, Pugh managed a personal best by swimming 1.2 kilometres in just under 24 minutes. It didn't come easy, though. Pugh, who's braved Arctic and Antarctic waters, said the swim pushed his body to its limit.
I think that the big difference is that you're swimming in fresh water as opposed to seawater, and it was close to 0 degrees. It was very, very challenging.
Pugh believes that regular exposure to cold water has produced an almost automatic response in his brain. It knows it must heat up his body when it registers cold water. His swims are being monitored by universities in South Africa, Norway and Finland, providing scientists with more information about our ability to survive extreme temperatures. Michelle Kalal Al-Khoury, Reuters.